Hey folks, hope you're doing well. In this video, we're going to be going into ad stats for MSPs, IT service providers. I'm going into weekly stats for an account that we've got here. It's the IT Rockstars account. I'm going to show you how we got it set up, the types of leads that we're getting in, costs of the lead, and show you some of the processes around like running these ads. So hopefully you find this useful. I'm hoping to report on these on a weekly basis. And this is like the new format going forward, just to show you what's happening with ads and how you can make them work for your MSP. So let me share my screen here and we'll go into the ads. 2 seconds here. All right. And we've got the camera on there as well. Cool. All right. So what you're seeing here is the Meta Ads Manager. This very top line here, you can see here, Lead Gen, January 25 V2. That's the ad that we've been running for just over a week now. We've spent £423, that's around about maybe $450, $460 on ads for the week. Fairly low cost, round about, I think it's $70 a day on ads that you can see here. Now, this is a lead generation ad. So we've got it going, the ad itself. I'll show you what that looks like. I'll show you the whole funnel setup, and then we can go into the actual stats. So let me go here. I'll show you what this looks like. Here we go. So there's some copy. There's two variations of the copy, and there's three variations of the image here. They've all got my funny face on the copy here to make it look a little bit more personal. But this lead generation ad goes to a landing page where people can download an ebook. It's specifically targeted towards B2B customers, so it's targeted towards my ideal customer profile, which are managed IT service providers. And you can see here the actual copy itself. The page that this goes to is this page here, which is a landing page. Now, this landing page has been designed specifically for this ebook. And the whole purpose of this landing page is actually to try and filter out all the garbage leads. So this is really only people that we are looking for in regards to the services that we provide, trying to get them to enter the information and then filtering out all of the junk. So you can see that here, there's quite a lot of copy in regards to this landing page. And then the user can fill in their details here. Once they fill that information in, they get taken to a thank you page where they're told that they can actually come schedule a meeting with myself. And we've had one person schedule the meeting and they haven't turned up. The lesson here is people probably just want the ebook. They don't want to have a meeting as well at this point. But the leads are going into the CRM, and I'll pull up the CRM, show you what that looks like. And this is the leads here. We've had 68 leads in total for this campaign. They get sent an email, basically, it's through an automation, say, here's the PDF, here's the book. Once that's happened, they get put into another automation. It's called education. Let me bring it up here. It's this one here. And this is a 5-part email series of videos, just like this, where I'm explaining stuff on camera. So over the course of 5 days, they get taken through this automation in my CRM. You can see here, there has been to date 267.65. And we've had a pretty good click-through rate. So almost 25% of people have actually clicked through to the video, which is actually really good. And the second one, strangely, that's got a higher click-through rate. So the click-through rate is what I look at. I don't really look at the open rates because you've got Apple Privacy Opens and all of these sort of email filtering solutions that the impact the open rate. So I really look at to see if the person's engaged in the email and if they're clicking through to watch the video. So that's the process that they go through. At the bottom of each of these emails that we send out, there is a lot of PS here, where people can actually go and check to see about their service. We have off the back of that, we've had a number of people inquire about the service. I don't have the stats yet on this. It's something that I'm going to drive home in the next videos, actually having a full measurable marketing funnel so you can see all of the activity that's happening here. But we've had really good success with this. If you do the maths on this ad, $480, $70 a day, the leads are coming out to around about £6.22. The stats here are slightly wrong. It says it's £7 a lead, £7.16 a lead. It's actually less than that. The tracker wasn't working correctly. I didn't have things set up correctly when we first launched the campaign. We're running about $7 a lead. Now, one of the things with the leads, this is one of the big bits, is the lead quality. So you get all these leads from your ads. Not all of them are going to be ideal clients. And if I filter by people that went through this funnel, lead gen guide, we've got 68 here, but you can see here right at the very top, there's this one that says junk Gmail. So it's obviously just someone wanting the PDF. Unfortunately, they don't get the PDF if they type in this email address because the PDF gets delivered via email. So they will have had nothing as part of this. So what the next step with this is, okay, you've got all these leads, you're filtering them out with your automation, this 5-part series, but it's really going through this list and seeing which ones actually genuine businesses. So if we look at, you know, for this example here, if I look at the domain here for this lead, Novo Sad Haze, let's see what these guys are all about. So it does look like they're potentially a managed IT service provider of sorts. So I would say that's a qualified lead to some respect. I wouldn't say it's qualified, but it's a good lead. Then we've got, let me go a little bit further down, forwardstechnologies.com. And all these guys are getting free promotion of their business on this video. Again, this is a genuine lead, so it's not junk. So really put the next step with this is once I've been running these ads for the course of a couple of weeks, I'm going to be running this up till Thursday, I think, this following week. So it's going to be 8 or 9, 10 days in total we're going to be running this ad for. Be going through this list to see, okay, what's junk and what's real. Based on what's actually a decent lead, then I go back to the stats and that $7 a lead is probably actually looking more like $14 a lead. So it's really dialing down into the detail, asking yourself, are you prepared to pay $14 a lead? And then the question is, okay, they're in your CRM, you've sent them a few emails, what do you do next? What are you going to do with all these leads? And that's what I'll be covering in the next video. It's really important that you have a process in place, because there's one thing running adverts on the Meta platform or any platform, then capturing the leads in, but what are you actually going to do with them once you've got them? So that's what we're covering in the next video. So hopefully you found this useful. If you've got any questions around running Meta ads for your MSP, happy to just put something in the comments below. This is specifically what I'm doing now because it works the best. I'm getting like $7 a lead, which I turn it on. And that's my marketing. I love it because it's like, it's low effort. That's why I like it. And like a lot of IT guys, automation, automate as much as you can. That's why I do this. So anyway, until the next video, I'll see you later. Bye.